This is Jack Remick reading from my novel, Blood. Buenaventura. Buenaventura rests in the curved arms of its bay, the blue and sparkling belly of the Pacific, and from the hills, as you wind down dusty roads through acres of banana plants, you catch glimpses of the bay and the sparkling white walls of the city, jewels strung on a necklace. And then, turning farther down into the dust, into close, tight streets, you smell the ocean, the salt like sandpaper in your nose, and still, down deeper, diving between the white plaster walls, you roll into a square. In the center of the plaza, gleaming like a 100-foot angel, you see the statue of Libertad, her hair running down in golden tresses, her robe swirling around her body so perfect the cloth sways in the breeze. And then you come to a halt, and all the green of the banana trees and the blue of the bay and the dust of roads yields to the stench of rotten oranges, yields to the call of men and women hawking their lives for a few pesos. And as you walk the Alameda, the arcade of Spanish Moorish intricacy, you see her, the woman seated on the stone. Her legs are swollen to the size of small trees, and her fingers swollen to the size of bananas, and her face swollen like an engorged mask. And on her shoulders a monkey sits, its white face gleaming clean against the deep, blood-starved skin of the woman. And in the air there is the odor of urine and feces, and the putrescence of fruit gone sour, and the wriggle of maggots. The monkey, at my approach, hops from the woman's swollen shoulders and, carrying a can with Nescafe still printed on it, hops to me, rattles the can, and chirps its helpless trapped chirp. I see that there is a chain around the monkey's neck, and the chain is hooked to the swollen ankle of the woman, and the chain has dug into the fur and into the skin and into the muscle of the monkey, and there are maggots eating their way between the links.